I haven't always been a cookbook connoisseur, but recently I've taken to not only collecting them, but I love reading them when I have time. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. I've always enjoyed playing with my food. Recipes, that is. I'm inspired by combinations of ingredients, but when I've cooked for someone who isn't as adventurous as me, I felt constrained. Katie Workman is the founder and editor of Cookster.com, writes about food and cooking for websites and magazines, and is the mother of two children. So she knows a little bit about cooking for kids who would prefer to eat peanut butter and jelly every single day. With the Mom 100 Cookbook, Workman offers 100 ways to please the picky eater while expanding his or her palate. I started by telling her that it's not a book just to satisfy children's taste, but that I'm enjoying it as a way to cook for my picky adult family members.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that comment a lot, and it's very, very gratifying to hear, but I've had a lot of people say that they really feel like this is, you know, that they don't have kids or their kids are grown up or, you know, they live by themselves and they still would like to make everything in this book. And, you know, there's a lot of elements that address the kids, but there's nothing about the food that is only for kids.
One of the many excellent suggestions is about fish. We all need to get more fish into our diets, but it isn't always easy to know what fish is best for a particular situation or how to fix it. I, for one, have been a little skittish when it comes to cooking fish. Talk about some of your suggestions in the book a little bit.
Sure. So fish is definitely, I would say, of all the food categories, is the most challenging for most of us with our kids. We, you know, it's just a universal puzzle on how to get more fish on the table. But if you want to start with extremely fresh fish, you want to ask your fishmonger about which fish are freshest and which fish are mildest and sweetest. And there's fish like cod, halibut, tilapia, sea bass. Those are the milder fish, and you definitely want to ask about that because you don't want to start with one of the stronger tasting ones because that could turn a kid off. And you want to start also, you know, use flavors and seasonings that you know your kids already like. For instance, Asian flavors are very appealing to a lot of kids, you know, the soy sauce and the ginger, garlic, some of the, you know, like hoisin sauce, some of the sweeter sauces, and those are really good places to start when you're seasoning fish. And finally, you really, really want to not put a big slab of fish in front of a kid. That's just, it's challenging, it's off-putting, and if you cut the fish into smaller strips or even, you know, little cubes, that is much more accessible for a child.
Well, I'm telling on him, but my son, and I hope he's not listening, is grown up now. And as he's grown, he's become more and more picky about his food. He's got some really strange food eccentricities, like he doesn't want to see onions in anything, but he loves the flavor of onions.
Right, the texture, and right. That brings up such a good point, because there's a lot of people have sort of like quixotic food, you know, proclivities, to use two big words in one sentence. But, you know, it's like, you know, when it also is just not a straight line. Like, it would be so nice if our kids started off and they were picky and then just like in a very consistent, you know, gradual way that the chart kind of moved up and they just ate more and more things and it just was sort of a straight line getting them to be a great eater. But the line is just, it bumps up and down. They like a food one day, they don't like it another day, then they re-embrace it, or they have an issue with the texture of something, or, you know, there's a lot of ebbs and flows in the way, you know, people, you know, adults and kids approach food. I actually just wrote something about that on the Mom 100 blog about how, you know, you have to just sort of be patient and let things take, you know, kind of do their ebbing and flowing thing and not just expect everything to be in a perfect line.
One of the things about this book is that you don't just provide recipes. Most of them sound absolutely delicious, but you provide all kinds of basic tips any cook needs to know. Things like how long you can keep something in the refrigerator or simple snacks, but with a variety of choices and substitutions to make them please different tastes.
Right. Well, the snack thing is, you know, I mean, all of us wrestle with, you know, the sort of seemingly eternal quest for snacks and need for snacks. And I absolutely will give my kids, you know, a little bag of Doritos or something every once in a while. I'm not averse. I feel like if I don't give them some of this stuff, then they're just going to mainline it when they're at their friend's house. And I don't want to be, I don't want it to be this sort of forbidden. I think when something's totally forbidden, then that's when you get to a little bit of dangerous territory.
Absolutely.
But I do like to make my own snacks, and I have recipes in there for pita chips, which are really easy and flexible. You just brush some pita breads with olive oil and sprinkle them with salt, and then you can add any kinds of seasonings, chili powder, oregano, garlic, cumin, whatever your kids might be interested in trying. And there's chickpea poppers, which are roasted chickpeas. Again, you can add seasonings to them or keep them plain. We're huge fans of stovetop popcorn in my family, but we eat a lot of it. It's just much, much better. It's much better, and you're in control of the amount of oil and salt you use, so you can sort of, not have that, the stuff in the bag, even the low-fat stuff, and also there's all these, additives, and it just doesn't taste fresh. It doesn't taste as, I certainly make it every once in a while, and I'll certainly eat it, but it does not have the same quality as a homemade stovetop popcorn.
Katie, I know we're short on time here, but if you could give one piece of advice for anyone cooking for a picky eater, child or adult, what would it be?
I think, a lot of it just has to do with sort of, the attitude. I think that kids very much sort of, when you get locked in that battle where you're trying to get the kid to try something and they're really sensing your need, your urgency for them to try it, that's when it becomes sort of a control issue. So the more you can try to keep yourself a little bit relaxed, and again, get them involved in the kitchen. If it is their process, their decision making, their choices, their activity, they're going to feel so proud, and they're going to be much more interested in trying something.
Katie Workman, author of the Mom 100 Cookbook and founding editor-in-chief of www.cookster.com. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.